This is GQDN for September Wednesday, 24th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest and go check out Questworthy. Well, if you put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off your purchase, right? Yes, you do. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. The only thing in today's news is the state of play from PlayStation. You know we do this for Xbox, you know we do this for Nintendo, but this is PlayStation's turn. So here we go. Here's everything that was announced. So we started off with Sorrows, along with 5 minutes of gameplay, and it was made by the same people that made Returnal, Housemarque. Now, the game will be launching on March 20th next year, but the gameplay, if you take a look at Returnal and if you see it up on YouTube as Sorrows, is indeed quite similar. So if you're looking for something like Returnal from the same people that made the game, your wait's gonna be a short one, March 20th. But if you like a little bit of third person interesting type of gameplay, you might like Zero Parades, because Four of the Dead Spies did have their official gameplay trailer that came after that. So if you like a little bit of interesting storyline, we'll see how the gameplay goes. That one might be for you. And then we saw planes and balloons and a bunch of stuff, because Microsoft Flight Simulator is coming to PlayStation 5 December 8th. So if you were waiting for that one to come to PlayStation, well, your wait's almost done. It's about 2 months out. And I tell you what, it looks really, really good. I know I don't usually give opinions. I usually try to get facts, but you guys need to go check out that trailer because it looks really good. Then they came out with Battlefield 6. Now there's a game campaign that came with the new trailer for it. And while this comes out for EA, once again, if you like the FPS games, you want to check this one out. Then we get back on the remaster train. Deus Ex Remastered will be coming early next year to PlayStation 5. So if you remember Deus Ex, you want to see it all remastered, that would be the thing for you. You know, Michael Myers would be proud. Yes, he would. Because Halloween the game did have its first look and a release date announcement, because that'll be coming out 1 year from now. Or almost one. Yeah, 1 year from now. Almost September 8th next year. And that looks pretty, pretty interesting. A nice little pumpkin head right there. Then we get to see something from The Last Epoch, because that will be coming to PlayStation. But Last Epoch will also have an expansion to it when the game comes to PlayStation. And the expansion is called the Orobis. So that you can wish list right now. It'll be coming out sometime next year. But what will be coming out in January? I might be looking into this one. The Seven Deadly Sins Origin, January 28th. Now, we did see some trailers of this before, but this one comes with a release date. So now that comes on January 28th. And there you can talk with Tristan, or play as Tristan, sorry. And you would be fishing, fighting, talking, doing all the good stuff. And then they went racing. Sonic Racing Cross Worlds is getting a DLC, and that will be Mega Man and Proto Man. And that will be coming early next year. That'll be a part of their season pass. So if you got the season pass, you'll be able to race as those two. And then we went Samurai. Samurai. Nioh 3 has a launch date announcement and a release date. Well, that's the launch date, duh. For February 6th next year. And then that went right over to a remaster for Dynasty Warriors 3. The complete edition is being remastered. So if you want to go more Samurai, Not only are you looking for February, but you're also looking for March 19th for Dynasty Warriors 3. Now I think we get a little bit vampire-y. Vampires. Code Vein 2 will be releasing on PlayStation 5 January 30th. Sorry, I had a hiccup there. But January 30th, yeah, the 30th. And then the Final Fantasy Tactics, the Elite Chronicles got up there, and they said that the upcoming game will launch on September 30th. There will be a trailer coming soon. It will be soon, yeah. And then they showed Let It Die Inferno, all of a part of the Japan Showcase. And they showed off the graphics of that. And they said that it will be out December 3rd and 4th. Like a little side-scroller? I do mean little. And side-scroller. Chrono Script, The Endless End, was also shown off. And it reminds me of the Plucky Squire. So it plays a lot like that. Graphics-wise and movement-wise. If you see the trailer, you know what I'm talking about. That will be coming out 2026. You can wish list it now. Then we went to the Crimson Desert with a little sword play and a little bit of cooperation, because that game will release on March 19th. Huzzah! Oh, by the way, you want a speaker? The PlayStation Pulse wireless speakers were also announced. They come in two colors right now. That's black and white. No cost to it right now. No price point. But that will be coming soon, as in sometime next year. And then they said, here's your monthly games for October 7th. Alan Wake 2, Ghost Simulator 3, and Cocoon. That'll be coming to your PlayStation Plus. And that would also go for The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered, because that is also going to the game catalog. And the Classics catalog is going to be soon, because that will have, well, Tekken 3 and Soul Calibur 3 and Tomb Raider Anniversary. So there's going to be some stuff there. Then Gran Turismo decided to show up too, and they said that we sold 100 million units for the series, but it also did reveal that the Spec 3 update will be coming very soon, and it will have two new maps for it, two new racetracks. So if you're into Gran Turismo, man, that'd be something. Oh, by the way, if you want a new PlayStation 5 controller, the God of War and 20th anniversary controller is out. Or isn't out, but it's coming soon. And that will be coming very, very soon. No release date to it yet, but that'll be coming. Then they ended with Wolverine. Yes, it is real, and it is coming to PlayStation 5. The graphics and the gameplay that was shown looked really, really good, I must say. Insomniac's making it, and this one looks to be quite the banger. No release date yet, but the game was officially announced. Then they went to a behind the scenes type thing on how they got the acting done, who the actor is, and all that stuff. All of it really, really good. And you know we'll be talking about it on the weekly show Saturday night, because this has been a Dawnforge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.